Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Welcome to Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast with Antonio and Tempest. We are recording in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We are training with the world's greatest motivational speaker, Les Brown, and his awesome daughter, Ona Brown, and the Les Brown Institute. And we're live right now. How are you, Antonio?
Oh, well, I'm doing pretty good. I've got a friend in front of me. I'm getting ready to introduce him, but I am doing pretty good. Listen, guys, I'm going to stop saying guys. That's bad training. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, Brickonighters, that doesn't make sense, but you get it. We'll that's a work in progress. We will work on that progress, but I'm gonna stop saying guys, okay? Listen, all. Listen, friends. You know, the Lord wants you to be successful. Okay, that was my Joel Osteen impression. But listen to all of you who enjoys us week after week in the hundreds of the thousands. We are grateful. Got a buddy friend of mine now. He's becoming a good friend of mine, but we've actually met him outside of Starbucks. So this is going to be a different kind of episode. We're going to do a lot of undercuts. We're going to let him tell his story. He has a heart for helping people, and there's a motorcycle. You guys love this motorcycle, right? That's pretty awesome. That's how you're happy when you're doing live podcasts. It's the greatest. At least it's a fly motorcycle. So he's a great guy, and we're going to be happy to do all these great things with him. And before we get started, you've picked up on him, and I've told you about him. What empathetic things would you like to say to our listeners or just about him? Because he's a real fun country dude living in Florida now.
Just pay attention to his story. He has a great vibe, and I'm excited to learn more about him.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. This guy is awesome. He's sitting here. He's got his 5 o'clock shadow on. He's drinking coffee and water at the same time. That tells you what kind of guy he is. So without further ado, I'll call him Nick. We're going to let you get to know him better. My man, take the stage.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate, we're sitting outside a palm tree right now in Fort Lauderdale, Deerfield to be exact, Deerfield Beach. You guys who do not know, not you guys, I can't say it. For everyone who doesn't know, my name is Nick Britton. I've written two books. Both of them were bestsellers. One of them is currently a bestseller, but my story is very unique. I'm an entrepreneur by heart, by trade right now. I've started several companies. I love working for myself, but, like Antonio over here, my background consists of a lot of education, some military training. I have a master's degree in education. I was a preschool teacher for 4 years. I was a school administrator. I've done some great stuff for children. And I woke up one day and I said enough was enough working for someone else. And I quit my job at the age of 25, 26, drained out my 401k, and I moved down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Didn't know anyone, didn't know anything. And, there's been some rough spots, but right now life is going well, and I'm very fortunate to be sharing my journey with you.
Yeah. All right. So I can already see where this is going. We're going to taking risks with Nick. Man, how about that? So you are a international two-time bestseller, right? That's about right. Okay, good. Now listen, guys, I'm currently, so I just left Les Brown minutes ago, and I came out here. Well, actually, since he's a Fort Lauderdale, how do they say that? Floridian? Okay, Floridian. Since he's a Floridian now, he had to send me the address, and we use Apple's GPS to get out here because that's how it works now in the 21st century. And I am very impressed by this guy. He has some great stuff, but I definitely want to talk about this taking risk thing as we tell your story and stuff. And before we do that, here's a funny thing. I got out here in a suit. He was like, come on, man. You want to make money in Florida? You can't wear a suit. So looking at him right now, he's got his sleeves rolled up. He's got a nice blue shorts on. He's sitting under a palm tree. And I can tell you, this really feels like something Nick would do all the time. Definitely. So tell us, open it up for just us just for a little bit about why you took all those risks. You got all this military background, education, yet you gave all that security up to go for the risk-filled life. Why is that?
You know, a lot of that comes from my bigger purpose, right? And back when I was 18, 19 years old, I thought being the best person I could be was serving in the military. I thought, I love veterans, right? I love people who sign up for this country. I love everything about it, the sacrifice they make. But as I grow, right, my Grant Cardone once said, and this changed my life. He said the definition of success is a distance. And that distance is from where you are right now in your life to where you know your potential can be. And the idea of that is we only get closer to success, right? We never get 100% successful. So let me say that again. It's a distance from where you are in your life at this current time and where you know your potential can be. Now, I was the definition of a big fish in a little pond. That little pond was Vermont. Small Vermont. You think of Vermont, you think of Bernie Sanders and Ben and Jerry's. That's what I was. I was a big fish in a little pond. I was working three jobs in grad school, thinking I was living the dream. I bought my first property at 24 years old, and I knew I was an entrepreneur at trade when I started renting out my bedrooms in that property and sleeping on the couch at the age of 25 just to create some cash flow. I've always thought a little different than people. I still do to this day. My amazing girlfriend gives me crap all the time because, you know, I'm looking at budgets, I'm looking at deals, and I don't need to do that right now. I don't need to do that, but I want to do that. That's the way I'm wired. That's the way I think. And what really made me come down here was I saw my potential change, right? And that's huge because, you know, going with Grant Cardone's definition of success, my potential, I got further away from my potential, and it drove me crazy. You know, I thought on the surface it looked like I had success, right? I had a house, I had some great jobs, I had a great education. But, you know, deep down inside, I knew I was meant to achieve more. And that's what, you know, these two great people in front of me want to do. They want to achieve more. And that's what brought me this idea of achieving more and chasing that full potential, what I know is my potential. Thank you guys for listening in. My name is Nick Britton. I've written two best-selling books, Children Know Success, Do You? Lessons from the Little Ones. You do not have to be a parent or an educator to read these books. If you want to live the life of your dreams, definitely check out these books. Thank you.
Hi, guys. I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, is powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book, and if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.